Waren Simen Ayin Reish Beis, the Ramo at the end of Sif Tes. We heard before in the beginning of Sif Tes, Ashitas HaRosh, the Rosh said that if there is no Yayin Motsui Beir, so there are two alternatives, at night and by day. Either he can make Kiddush and Hamar Medina, the beverage which is used in the Medina as B'mokim Yayin. This beverage is used B'mokim Yayin. So therefore, the Rosh holds at night one should not be Mekadish Bechamar Medina, and one should be Mekadish Alapas. By day, since the Kiddush is only at the Rabbonim, so then one should make Kiddush Al Chamar Medina and not Alapas, and that was the Shita Sarosh. Now let us go to the Ramah. V'im yayin boir, this is the last line in the Ramah, v'im yayin boir, but if there is wine, loy yekadesh alapas. So even though the Rosh said, when there is not wine, and one has an alternative of Hamar Medina or Pas, one should be mekadesh alapas. But if there is wine in the city, and one can acquire wine, one should not make Kiddush at night ala pas. He should only make Kiddush on wine. And let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this halacha. Lo Sivkot Lamed Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yekadesh ala pas. One should not make Kiddush ala pas. Why? Kidei lochoish lodas rabbeinu tam, shesoiver de'ein mekachin al apas klal. There is a shikas al rabbeinu tam that holds there is no such concept of kiddush al apas. There's no such thing. So even though we disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam, and we hold that if there is chamar, there's no wine, one should make Kiddush at night alapas. But when there is wine, and we have an alternative to make Kiddush ala yayin, we do not make Kiddush alapas. This is what the Ramah is coming to tell us. So the Ramah is telling us that one should not make Kiddush alapas. If one has an alternative to make Kiddush on wine, one should make Kiddush on wine. Fine. Vida. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Afilu according to the Rosh that holds that one can make Kiddush ala pas, v'yeser ha-poiskim, dinoktinan kivosayu demutu lekaddush ala pas, la'loche we paskin like the Rosh, that mi'iker ha-din, one can make Kiddush ala pas, Gam kein moidu, but the Rosh is also moidu to this halacha, the bemokim sheyesh yayin boir, ein mekachin alapas. If you can acquire wine, you should not be mekadish alapas. The iker mitzvah hu ala yayin. The iker mitzvah is on wine, so therefore, filu, according to the Rosh, if there is wine, one should make Kiddush on wine, not on pas. Ah, but according to the Rosh, diddle-dee-doo, But what is, according to the Rosh, if a person enjoys pas more than wine, he enjoys the pas more than wine, Oz muta lekadesh ala pas afilu yesh lo yayin. So according to the Rosh, one is permitted to be mekadesh al pas if he enjoys the pas more than wine. So now we have like this. The Mishnah Berurah put it down. There's a shitas harabeinu tam that holds you are not yoitza with kiddush at all with pas. Fine, you're not yoitza at all with kiddush. Now, in the case we before he doesn't have wine. So then, if you don't have wine, we pass him like the Rosh, you should make Kiddush al pas. That's all we pass him. If he doesn't have wine, we pass him like the Rosh, then you can make Kiddush al pas. But that is if a person does, if he's in a pinch, he doesn't have wine, then we are Seimech on the Rosh, and we make Kiddush al pas. But if he has wine, so then the Rambam said, listen, there's a shitas harabeinu tam that you're not yoitz at all with pas, and you have wine. So the Rambam said, "V'im yain beir lo yekadesh al pas, you should be chayish for the shitas harabeinu tam." That's what the Rambam asked. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Fine, that's the Rabbeinu Tam shita. Afilu according to the Rosh who holds you can be mekadesh al pas, but if you have wine, it is preferable to make kiddush on wine. That is the shita of the Rosh. But according to the Rosh, if you enjoy pas more than wine, then you can make kiddush ala pas. The Chaim posak b'derech haChaim, and the Derech haChaim also paskins like the Rosh. Now we have to understand what he said here. The Derech haChaim is saying not like the Gemara. The Gemara said, when you have wine, the Gemara was chayish for the Rabbeinu Tam. If you have wine, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not yoitza kiddush, period. So don't make kiddush al pas. According to the Rosh, you're yoitza. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not yoitza. And if you have an oven to make kiddush, and you're yoitza, according to everyone, make kiddush al yayin. That was the psak of the Gemara. The Derech HaChaim went and said, well, the Rosh is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Derech HaChaim was chaylik on the Gemara, and he says, listen, if it's chomim loy yoisa, he can make kiddush al pas, not like the Gemara. Fine. The Efshel, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, Sha'al zeh soimchem oilam la'okel bazem. Now the Mishnah Berurah was looking around at the minhag oilam, and it seems the minhag in his time was many people made kiddush al pas, which is not like the Gemara. So he says, maybe they're saying on the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim said, La halacha, if pas is chomim, then one we can rely on the Rosh, and one can make kiddush ala pas. What? We make kiddush ala yayin. Yeah. But we're talking about a case pas is chomim. So in Bir Halacha, he says, it seems he just was the Derech HaChaim says like that. Maybe not the Olam is Seimech on that. It seems not that he would be Seimech on that, but the Olam is Seimech. Reshlem Amilism is the Derech HaChaim. But in Bir Halacha, he brings down, what if a person does not like wine? Not that pas is more chomer, but he does not like wine. So he says, then then already he goes a step further. We could also be Seimech. That means if it's such a case that he does not like wine, so then we can be Seimech on this sheet, on the sheet of Salosh, and not make Kiddush al pas. So that this is So this is the halacha. When you have wine, we have the Gemara says, make Kiddush on wine, not on pas. And we have certain cases, if pas is chomim, or if he doesn't like wine, then he can make Kiddush on the pas. Now, let's go a little further. What if a person made a neder that he won't drink wine? So he has a problem. So the Gemara himself, the Gemara that said we should be machmer and be yotze the shikas rabbeinu tam. Now this person, he can't drink wine. He made a neder not to drink wine. What should he do? So the Gemara says, Yochel lekadesh olov, he can make kiddush on the wine. V'yishtu acherim hamesubim imoy, and let the other people that are with him, let them drink the wine, and he won't drink the wine. Now let us just understand, the Gemara was put into a difficult situation. That means we had in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, we had the Shitas Hagoinim is, Hagoinim Sovrim, that the Mekadesh has to drink the wine. You're not Yotze if the other people drink the wine. The Mekadesh has to drink the wine. That is the Shitas Hagoinim. And the Mechaber said, V'roi Lochesh L'Devrayim. You should be highest for them, that the Mekadesh should drink the wine. That is the Shikas HaGoyim. Now, we have here a person who cannot drink the wine. He made a neder not to drink the wine. So now, what should he do? That means like this, whatever he'll do, he won't be yotze according to everyone. If we'll make kiddush al pas, so the Gemara said, you shouldn't make kiddush al pas. We should be chayish with the shikas rabbeinu tam, that you're not yotze with kiddush al pas. If we'll make kiddush on wine, and they'll drink the wine, so he's not yotze the shikas agoinim. So what is the lesser of the two evils? What should he do? So the Gemara says, the lesser of the two evils is, yochel lekadish olov, I want to be yotze the shikas rabbeinu tam, let him make kiddush on the wine, the yisu acherim amesubim imes, he won't be yotze the shikas agoinim. Let him make kiddush. We said before, Simerei Shalom, Roi Lochush L'Shintus Hagoyim. If you can, but if you can't, let him make kiddush and let the people who are there, let them drink the wine. I think Gdolim. V'imein Acherim Imoy. But what if he's alone? He doesn't have any guests. He can't make kiddush ala yayin. So then, yikadish ala pas, v'loy ala yayin. He can do that. Or else, another alternative would be to invite himself to a neighbor who makes kiddush ala yayin and eat by the neighbor. That would be perhaps the best alternative. So if he doesn't have people eating by him, so either yikadish ala pas v'loy ala yayin and finish, or he'll make kiddush ala pas, or yishma kiddush me'acherim and eat by them. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yochel lekadesh olov. So the Gemara said, if he cannot make kiddush on the wine, he made a neder, so he is a problem. So the Gemara said, make kiddush on the wine, and they'll drink, the people who are with you, they'll drink the wine. Ubimogin avrom echiyed osa bazel lekadesh al menashe yishlo acherim. Mogen Avram is chaylik on the Ramah. He says, no, that's not an Eitzah. Kivin Shehem Yoidim Lavorich Ba'atzmon Vore Priyagofen Ochidamuchi Lekamon Simen Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet Elohim Yikachu Ba'atzmon Vu Yikadesh Alabas. That means the whole din that I can make Kiddush for someone else and I'm not drinking, that is only al the halacha of Arvis. Kol Yisrael Arev Zelazem. So the Mele, if he has to make a boy repriya gofen, and he doesn't know how to make a boy repriya gofen, I can make a boy repriya gofen for him. With the din of Arvis, I can make a bracha for him. But if they know how to make a boy repriya gofen, so the Mele, you can't make a boy repriya gofen for them. And you'll make Kiddush our wine and they'll drink the wine. I'm sorry, if you're not drinking the wine, let them make the Kiddush on the wine, not you. So the Magen Avraham is chaylik, Elohim yikad shubat mabu yikadish alapas, or yishma Kiddush macherim, or tzoloima yeylech eitzel mesubim acherim, shemikadshim la'atzmon. That means if there's no one by him, you should go to someone else. And they're making Kiddush, and he'll be Yetzel with their Kiddush on wine. Sid Yud. Birkas Yayin Shel Kiddush, Poiteres Yayin Shebesoich Hasuder, Kiddush number one. Now, let us to appreciate what we just said now, let us say over halacha by Havdalah. If a person wants to make Havdalah, and afterwards he wants to, after the Havdalah, now why is he making the Havdalah? There's a mitzvah to make Havdalah. He's drinking the wine for mitzvah Havdalah. That's he's drinking the wine. He's not drinking the wine for tainig, for hanah. He's drinking the wine for mitzvah Havdalah. Later, he's going to wash. He wants to have wine in the Suda also. Fine. So he'll think that the wine, they made a boy pre-goffin on the wine. This wine should patter the wine in the suda. He's going to wash and he'll have a malka right afterwards. And he's going to drink wine in the suda. There's a machloikis apoiskim if this wine will patter. Because this wine in Yisod is inferior to the wine in the Suda. The wine in the Suda is a wine l'shem hanah. This wine is drinking the wine, not l'shem hanah. He's drinking it because it's a mitzvah of Avdolah l'yayin. So a boire priya gofen on a wine, that the reason I'm drinking this wine is only for halachic purposes, not l'shem hanah. So such a boire priya gofen, these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if it can patter, even though I have an intent to wash, need me have a malke and drink wine in the suit of a kimpatas. There's a machloikis later. There's a machloikis in that. Yeah. To really appreciate how these halachas work, there's a loche that yayin shebesoich hasude eini poita yayin shalacher hasude. Let's just explain this for 1 minute, so we'll appreciate the loche. Bizman Chazal, the Seder Achila was as follows. They used to have a sude. They drank wine in the Suda, fine. Then after the Suda, before they benched, they took away the pas, and then there was Yayin La'achar HaSuda. They drank wine. There was a special kmiyus of Yayin La'achar HaSuda to drink wine. That was course number three. Before they bench, and then they bench. Now let's understand what these two yayinis that were Bizman Chazal. The yayin Bishas HaSude was drunk Lishrois Es HaMacho. That means they're eating. Their mouths are dry, it's they want to digest the food well. They drank wine. Wine was the common beverage then, Bizman Chazal. They drank wine, not l'shem shi'as yayin, although it was drunk l'shem as a machol to make sure I could digest the machol properly. And they made a boy pre-agofen on this. After they finished eating, already, they used to be keveya, they took away the pass, then they finished eating. Then they were keveya, lishtay shayin, and that was l'shem shtiyah, not l'shem shriyah. And that was a more chashim of purpose. So la halacha, you have to make a new bayrim priyagoha. Even though I know, not so much we know about Ilchus Brachis, but even though I know that I'm going to drink wine afterwards, and it's the same bracha I made before, I am to make again, but this is a different shimush. Before you drank wine for Shriyas HaMacho, which was not, he made a bracha for that. Now you are indulging in wine for a different purpose, for Hashem Shtiyah. So this is a new type of indulgence in wine. This is Machayim and Bracha. The previous Bracha was for something else. Amazing Kazakh. This is how Chazal understood it. Yeah, and each Anor you have to make a Bracha. This is a different type of Anor, even though it's the same language and the same bracha, but this is a different hanor, a different bracha has to be made. So, knowing these akdomes, so we can understand the first halach we mentioned by Abdullah, there's a day in Rishonim and Roiskim, that if I'm making Abdullah and right afterward I have an intent to wash and eat Malava Malk and drink wine, there's a day that holds this bayra be'agav on Naprata. The wine you're drinking in the Malava Malka is for Anos Shriyash, Shriyash Hamachal, whatever it is. This wine that you're drinking by Abdullah's, it's a new Abdullah Alayayin, Al-Samitzah, I'm drinking wine. But not to indulge in the enjoyment of wine. So there's a day that holds that you have to make it a way of the agafen. It's a different type of enjoyment that I'm deriving from wine, and this is Mechayim Anu Broche. So now we will appreciate what the Mechaber just said. Birkes yayin shel kiddush, poiteres yayin shebesoich hasude. He's coming to tell you a kiddush, that the wine of kiddush is not like the wine of Abdullah. The wine of Abdullah doesn't patel, but the wine of kiddush patels. And since we say that it patels, we have to explain why it does patel. Let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Same wine. Same wine. No. Preteris, the kibin shuhu, now so why? Because since by kiddush is a lochem, it has to, the kiddush, the wine has to be drunk bimkoim asude, that means the mitzvah of kiddush is not I make kiddush, a guten tag. There's a din kiddush has to be made bimkoim sude. The kiddush has to be made the karosa la Shabbos oinig. So Chazal Darshan, that'll be the next simin, that the kriya of Shabbos has to be b'mokim oinig achilem. The kiddush has to be made right before the sudim. So this is considered part of the sudim. So this becomes an intrinsic chelik of the sudeh. That means since this kiddush has to be made by mocking sudeh, so it's considered part of the sudeh, and whatever will be drunk in the sudeh, this already with kiddush, the yayin of kiddush is considered a chelik of the sudeh. And the Bria Gavon will brought up that even though with the Asmara to say Mikhail. But that's also true. But that's why he said it has to be bemocking Sudan. The Kiddush has to be made right before you're eating. So the Kiddush is attached to the Sudan. That means the Kolosal Shabbos Oynik. So that's why he started off the Kiddush. The Kiddush has to be made for Mokei Masudah. So this is considered part of the Sudah. It's coming for the Sudah and it's part of the Sudah. So here we will say a Kiddush. That's a Kiddush of the Mechaber. We have to appreciate what he said. That the Boire Bria Gofen of the Kiddush will pata the wine in the Sudah. Will also pater the wine shalacha sude, the paters. Now, just let us say one halacha, since we're talking about Kiddush b'mokeim sude, I think, which is perhaps very negaya. The halacha is that yayin patos all mashkin. That means, well, let's talk about two cases, which is in the Gehelona. Let's say a person is by a kiddush. He's made by a kiddush, and he drank a maloy lugam, he made kiddush, a kiddush Shabbos. He drank a maloy lugam of wine. So the din is that the birchas boire priya gofim patas all beverages that will be drunk after this boire priya gofim, because all beverages are considered a tuffle to wine. So if he drank a choshev amount of wine, not a sip of wine, he drank a maloy lugma of wine, it patas all beverages. So that means if I'm by a kiddush and I drank a maloy lugma of wine, I want to drink soda, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't make shahakal on the soda, tabocha levatola. The soda became, if you're eating herring, make a shahakal, gesun tehei. But if you want to drink soda, don't make a shahakal on the soda because it became gepata to the wine. That's if I drank a maloy lugma, but if I drank less than maloy lugma, then it doesn't pata, and then you make a shakal on the soda. That's the din. Okay. That is a din by a kiddush you make in shul. Now, but how much did you drink? You have to drink. No. Doesn't count. No. You have to drink him a little bit more. Fine. Now, let us just say one interesting halachim. There is a halachim. There's a whole tumul that if you have ice cream at the end of the Sudah, you should make a shahakal on the ice cream. Not considered part of the Sudah, and fine. So many places can hold you make a shahakal. This is after the Sudah, it's not part of the Sudah, you should make a shahakal. Now, there are shittas that hold, there's a shaila if ice cream is a liquid or an oichel. It's frozen. Al kaponim, there's difference. It's negeya. You have to have a revius to make a berna foshes or a kizayis. Okay. I think that the Mosina Rov holds it's a liquid. Fine. So what? Ice cream, ice is the same thing. So this is moyodik negeya and your Shabbos to kisude. That means if I made Kiddush, and I drank a Maloy Lugmov. So Pata, just like a Pata, all the wine in the Sudeb, or Pata, all the other beverages in the Sudeb. So like this, normally the possible Pata everything. But if you have the ice cream at the end, and in your form, and it doesn't get Pata. So before you make a shackle, you have to figure out, if I had a Maloy Lugmov of wine, so this wine I drank will Pata the ice cream at the end of the Sudeb. Fine. Now let's go a little further. That is the Kiddush of the first halacha. Birkas Yayin shel Kiddush Reiteres Yayin shebeseicha Sudeb. Now, the Einoi Toh, now, good, I made Kiddush. I'm not going to drink any wine anymore in the Sudeb. I'm finished. I don't drink wine. Finished. Now, do I have to make a Ala Geffen? So the Machaber says now, the Einoi Toh, Brocha La'achov, you don't have to make a Brocha Achroin on the wine. Now, let us appreciate what we're saying over here. Let's talk another halach in Hilchis Brochis. What is the din if a person is, it's before the Sudeh, and he sees some food that's going to be served in the Sudeh, some herring is be served in the Sudeh, but he can't resist the herring, it's before him now. So he takes 5 bites of herring. Fine, Gebaldig. Now, then he washes. So, Rabid, you have to make a burden of forces on the herring, because this herring has no shaykhs to the Sudeh. You ate before the Sudeh. So make a burden of forces. Now, if I ate before the Sudeh an apple, the same scenario, I ate an apple, and I'm going to eat in the Sudeh also some fruit for dessert. So there, this apple, this Bayre Priya ate, Patel, this Bayre Priya ate, I need this Bayre for the Sudeh, because I'm going to have dessert at the end of the Sudeh. So since this Bayre Priya ate was made also for what I'm going to eat in the Sudeh, so it becomes a part of the Sudeh, the benching will pata. So we have this klal, the klal of I eat something before I wash. If I eat something before I wash, do I have to make a brocha achrein on it or not? It's dependent. If I need this, if I need this for the Sudeh, or let's say forget about Kiddush, I'm going to go and it's the middle of the week. I drink some wine before the Sudeh, and I have an intent to drink wine in the Sudeh. So then this Bayre Goffin was also made for the wine which will be drunk in the Sudeh. So the benching will pop to everything already, because that makes this wine part of the Sudeh, because I'm going to drink wine in the Sudeh, this Bayre Goffin is sponsoring that wine also. But if I have no intent to drink wine in the Sudeh, and I drank wine before the Sudeh, so then, Rabbi Yid, you drank wine before the Sudeh, make an Ala Geffen. It's nothing to do with the Sudeh. You drank wine, Givaldik, make an Ala Geffen. So, what? Cake also, unless by cake we have a shaila, if it's fast, if it's not fast, that's the shaila. People eat cake and they wash right away. They should make an ala michio. Then it matters what kind, then we have to go on what kind of a cake it is. If it's a shame pas, if it doesn't have a shame pas. But if it is, if it's really not fast, it's a pie with a hard crust and filling, then there'd be a mokim to make an ala michio. Well, yeah, possible be kissing, but such, so that's really not possible. Now, if let's go back to our Kiddush. A person made Kiddush, he has no intent of drinking wine in the Sudeh. He just made Kiddush because he has to make Kiddush. So theoretically, he should make Ala Geffen. They should make Galagek. He made Kiddush and he didn't wash it. So if you're ready, you should make Galagek. Zot the Mechab. In other words, you have to appreciate the halachas over here. Ve'ein oiton broche la'achov. He doesn't have to make an Galagek. The birchas ha'mozim poitrosoim. The benching will patter the kois. Bench you ala kois, bench you ain't ala kois. That means if he's going to bench ala kois or make an ala geffen later, so that's called poshut. So you have an ala geffen later, and that ala geffen can patter your shtir rishayne. But even you're going to bench shaloi ala kois, Afal Pikain, the Birchas Amozen will patter. Now, so he's telling us a Chiddush. We have to appreciate that the Mechab is telling us Chiddushim. That even though I drank wine before the Suda, and this wine, I have no intent to continue drinking the wine. Afal Pikain, the Birchas Amozen will patter. This is different than our case of herring. This is the Birchas HaMozen will profit. So let us see why. The Birchas HaMozen Petrosoi, the Koi Shel Kiddush, who Gam came Bechlal Dvorim, Haboim Machmas Hasudim. The Koi Shel Kiddush is called Dvorim Haboim Machmas Hasudim. That means since it has to be made, the Mokim Hasudim, and it comes to be matter of the Sudim, so it's considered part of the Suda, and therefore the benching will patter. That is the das of the Mechabo. That is the das of the Mechabo, that it's called part of the Suda. So when we learn this, Shalom al Yisrael, Hashem, okay, I know, I made Kiddush, I bench, and then Mechabo says, yes, with the benching, no problem. But when you look in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, there the Mishnah Biraloche brings down there are Rishonim which vehemently disagree with this. And there are Rishonim that hold that this, the benching has nothing to do will not part of your Yayin Shal Kiddush. It's not part of the Suda. It's matter of the Suda. The benching will not part of it. So we have, so the Bir Aloch and Simon Kufay and Dalid want to be according to all the Shitas. So the Bir Aloch starts scratching his head. So what do you do? If you're going to drink wine in the Suda, Mamela, so then it becomes part of the Suda. If you have no intent to drink wine in the Suda, so there's a big problem. So the Bir Aloch says, so first of all, he says, no, maybe he should be careful. He should not drink a revius of wine. He should only drink a Maloy Lugmo. Well, a Maloy Lugmo, other price kibbutz, we don't make a brocha, so drink a Maloy Lugmo. So, Mamele, say, how does it make a Maloy Lugmo if you don't make an ala geffen? So, finish, no problem, Shalom al Yisrael. That's what he starts saying. But then he thinks, that's also not so mahudadik, this place given the whole, you do make a barocha malay lugmov. So he says, the best thing is that when he benches, he should be mechaven to patter the wine he drank. And let's appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah just said over there. The halacha is, what happens if a person drank wine? He didn't wash, he drank wine. He drank five cases of wine. After the five cases of wine, he decided you have to bench Muslim after the wine. Well, he was not clear enough to figure out you don't bench after wine. He benched after wine. So la halacha, the benching patters the wine. That's all we paskin in Hilchos Brachos. But the end, since yayin is soid, one gets a satisfaction from wine. So Memela, Bidiyevit benching Bopata, even though that's not the proper thing to do, they should make Allah given. But if he benched, Bidiyevit will be Pata. That's the mission of Buhu, the Bir Allah, and Simin Kufay and Dalid. Rabyid, when a person makes Kiddush and you have no intent of drinking wine and Kaihasudim, so you should know, even though the Mechaber Paskin here, that mentioned Paskin, that mentioned Patos, you'll have the Mechaber told on to, but there are Rishonim that hold that it doesn't Patos. So he says, the best thing to do is be Mechaber, I want to Patos the wine with the benching. If you want to Patos the wine with the benching, so then it will Patos it. Because when you have it benching, it can Patos wine. But to make things more interesting, there's a machloikis between Rav Nissim Karel and Rabbi Eliashiv if this will work by grape juice. Rabbi Eliashiv says grape juice is not soid. Forget about it. So the benching won't problem. So you have a problem. Wine, and then Rabbi Nissim Karel told that benching will also problem. The grape juice is just like wine and Lovata, it's all Kaponim. So when we know when we make Kiddush, there's a lot of halachas we are encountering when we make Kiddush. It's not as poshut as it seems. Okay. The birchas amozim petrosay, the koyso. This is al kapon mishikas amachaba. The koyso kiddush gam ki bechal dvorim haboyim machmas asudim, and the benching will pata. Vayilal simin kufayin dalad. Ainu the shom bevur. Afilu loy hoyu loy yayin klal besoy chamozim. That's the kiddush. Even though he's not drinking wine in the sudim, so the boyre priagopen is really not part of the Suda. Gam kein poite abirkas amozin lekoi shel kiddush. This is the das amechaber, and here he doesn't bring down the chilkim, but in Simon Kufay and Dalet he brings down the shittas achilkim. It matters who you're asking. This is a machloikis.